I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. This popular root crop originated in North Africa, but gained popularity in Europe first for its greens, then for its roots. It contains a chemical known as geosmin, which gives the root an earthy smell, like that of the soil after a spring rain. Some people love this root, while others loathe it. Either way, it still is loaded with vitamins, minerals, fiber, and the antioxidant betalains, which is thought to fight cancer. The root can be red, white, yellow, or striped color. You probably guessed it, I'm talking about beets. Beets grow best in cool spring and fall weather. While having an earthy flavor, they're also sweet. In fact, 20% of the sugar in the world comes from sugar beets. Beets are easy to grow. After the ground dries out, a few weeks before the last frost date, sow seeds in rows or broadcast them on raised beds. Beets grow best on loose, well-drained, compost-amended soil. The beet seed is actually a dried fruit with multiple seeds inside. So, no matter how diligently you try to space the seeds properly, invariably you'll get a few seedlings per seed. That's fine because beet greens are delicious at any stage. Thin the seedlings after the true leaves form so they're spaced 4 inches apart. Keep the soil evenly moist and well weeded. Harvest the greens anytime. For the most tender roots, harvest them when they're small. While there are many red beet varieties such as Red Ball, also try yellow beets, white beets, and Chioggia, the Italian heirloom striped beet. These are good alternatives, especially if you don't like the staining that often accompanies red beets. And now for this week's tip, happy spring! Now that the weather is warming, it's time to spray horticultural oil on your fruit trees. Spray on a day above 40 degrees, coating the branches with the oil. Horticultural oil will kill overwintering insects and eggs, but not hurt the tree as long as you do it before the leaves emerge. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about snake worms. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.